second parak of Shabbos, Mishnah Gimel, Gifim Ve'alachos of Hadlakas Me'el Shabbos. And this is halacha pertaining to the wicks. Kol Yitzim and Eitzim Madlikim, but anything that comes out of the tree, you can have to use as a wick. Ela Pishtan, unless it's flax. We saw before the flax has to be processed. If it's non-processed flax, it is not good. Once it's put processed, it can be used as a wick. Kol Yitzim and Eitzim Matamikum is Oyalim Ela Pishtan. It's halacha that a structure, a building, is not Makabal Tumah. An exception to the rule is if you make an ohel, a tent, out of pishton, and a dead body is in the tent, then the tent itself becomes tummy. So that is an exception to the rule, and if the tent would be made out of a regular wood, it would not be makabel tumah. But if it's made out of pishton, then it's makabel tumah from the mace. Tfilas hadekes shekibul lehivavo. A person took a piece of garment and he rolled it up to make it into a wick, but he didn't burn the top of it yet. So the discussion in Machlokes Tanoim is the fact that you rolled into wick has transformed it from being a beggar into a wick, or it's still considered the original beggar. Rabbi Elazar Oimer Tameya, he says it's still Tameya because it's considered the original garment still. The Ein Madlikim Bo, you are not Madlik Bo. Why are you not Madlik Bo? Because he holds that you shouldn't light a candle unless you burn the top of it initially, so it's easier for it to light. That's one shot. Another shot is we're talking about in Yontif, and Yontif, you're not allowed to take it, you're not allowed to light something that is muktzah. Something that's clean in the beginning of the Yontif, and it lost its status of clean on Yontif, then it's considered clean that broke on Yontif, which is muktzah. So it's over here, according to Rabbi Lezer, the fact that you made it a wick before Yontif is considered the original clean. Once you light it, it becomes a broken clean, therefore you shouldn't use it. This is all Rabbi Lez's opinion, but we hold like Rabbi Kiva, that Rabbi Kiva Imer, Tahayra Madlikim Bo, the second you rolled it into a wick, it's not considered a wick. And therefore, number one, Yitzchaylik is that you can light a wick even if you didn't light it beforehand. It doesn't have to be charred on the top. And number two is that in respect to the halacha of Muktzah, we don't have a problem of a broken kli because it was already transformed into a wick from before Yontif. Halacha L'maisa, one is not required to char the tops of the weeks before his wife lights, but there's a minig Yisrael, she even has a remnant from the Mishnayos, that the husband should help prepare the candles, and that's what he generally does. He lights the week and puts it out, so that should be easier for the woman to light before Shabbos.